I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good morning, legends. A couple of fun games to round out round eight there, and it was Dolphins going down to Knights. And if you wanted to hear me talk a little bit more around the NRL side, get my fantasy tip for the week, that was in the previous video, what I learnt from round eight there. Super excited to get that one out to you, and thank you for watching that one. If you want analysis on the players, get into the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the Sunday review here, and you'll get into that there. I go from top scorer down to lowest scorer, so if you want to hear just on a certain player, skip through until I'm down somewhere near that player there. And even if it's just a little 30-second snippet, that's super helpful for you, and obviously for me as well. Ewan Aitken, up top again, 69, he absolutely kills us. Nice. 53 is the average now, and that includes a bit of a slower start as well. So tough. Line break there, six tackle breaks, good tackle numbers as always. Hardly misses any. A tremendous score there. Please let me know in the comments if you jumped on like in that round four when I mentioned him as a little bit of a riskier play that, you know, could play longer if Connolly was out longer and should get your 50 average, because I think he's eclipsed that now with his 69. So let me know in the comments if you did actually jump on it. That's one that I didn't do. Fuller. Man, this guy excited me. So happy to have been a buyer. So happy to watch him run around. He was incredible. 10 tackle breaks, 3 line breaks. A terrific line break assist there. That cutout ball to help them score that final try that they scored. That almost got them back in the game. An offload there. Obviously, a couple of errors. He got an offload, a tackle break, and then tried to do another offload. Trying to make 80 meters in 25 seconds, so unfortunate for that one. But overall, 240 meters, kick defusals galore. He will jump up a good amount of cash this week. Hopefully he's named again. I'd like to get him for round 9 and 10, would be delightful, at least until Hammer comes back. It did look like they got a couple more injuries, so maybe their exemption, I still don't understand. From all accounts, it sounds like he's going to be there until Hammer comes back, is what Bentio was saying, who's coach of his Queensland Cup team. They've all just saying he had the 4 weeks exemption, so not sure. He's been given the opportunity. Hopefully it sticks, but I think he played well enough to keep it. Like, he did not do himself a disservice at all. He helped them get that try at the back end. Like, it was just, one of those games where Knights played pretty well and Dolphins weren't as good, but it wasn't through his fault at all. And they could do worse than have him at fullback, that's for sure. A very electric, incredible, small fullback. Definitely not short of ticker, that's for sure. Asako, 67, welcome back to him. A try, a couple of line breaks, try assist as well. Good numbers across the board on his front, only with the one goal there, so that didn't matter. He's not a buy, I don't think, at the moment. Obviously, if you do need a player that plays 13, 16, 19, that works well with Asako. You know he's going to be there apart from injury, touch wood. But someone to look at. He's obviously a lot cheaper, but you do want the Dolphins to be more consistent in winning. I suppose if they have games like this, sometimes it doesn't matter. They crushed it last week and he only got 30 odd, so interesting how it works. He's not the consistent 40, 50, 60 like he was last year at this stage anyway. Dan Gagai, he's someone that I was very, very interested in coming into this week in that center position for someone that has a terrific buy schedule. Obviously for him, Origin is a potential factor. He obviously got dropped last year. But for him, goal kicking in this side, he looked back to some of his best form. Like, obviously, offloads weren't there. Run meters were a little bit lower than normal, but tackled great. 24 for one miss and got the try as well for 66. And much more like what we expected. And he is coming off a little bit of a low couple of games, injuries in and amongst it. So I think for him, he's a buy over the next few weeks. If you do need a center and you want a gun center, then he's the upgrade target for sure. Obviously, you've got guys like Ruben Garrick, Jacob Kiraz as well. But Gagai has also the best buy schedule along with those guys. Now that the Dogs have got through theirs, Kiraz is pretty tasty as well. So that's that with Gagai. Definitely have a look at him. Adam Elliott, 62. A much better game from him. He saved that try on Fuller. That was a really good try saver, so well done to him. But 62 across that front. 60 minutes, so much better on that in that one as well. They did lose Saifidi a little bit late as well. I don't think that affected Elliott because he was already back on. Was he already back on? Maybe he came on for that from memory, actually. Anyway, he's a hold. For anyone who sold him over the last few weeks, it's tough, but he'll go back to a 30 or 40 next week probably. But averaging 49 for the season. Good knock so far. Maxi Plass, 57. So just a quick one for those that were worried about his minutes, 66. And he got 70 minutes last week without any injuries in the team. So there's that. Obviously, the Flegler news is a one that could impact him, but he's taken Tom Gilbert's role, not the front row forward role, right? And then you've got Oren Keeley's coming on and playing big minutes as well, 49 in this one. Obviously, Kenny Bromwich went down, but Keeley was... Yeah, it was either Bromwich and Keeley were going to play the 80 minutes, and that happened in this one anyway. So that didn't matter. Keeley just got more on that front. But Plathy just looks like that workhorse 13, like Cam McInnes, tacklebot kind of style player, and then gets his runs and does his thing. McInnes probably a little bit more dynamic than what Plathy is, surprisingly, because, you know, Plath's a half growing up. But he's terrific, guys. 57 there. He'll be over 600K now and is still a great purchase, in my opinion, even at that price. And don't shirk at the money he's made. Flegler is not even really close, to be honest with you. It sounds like it could be anywhere in 2 weeks. It could be anywhere up to 6 weeks. It's nerve damage. It's not great for Flegs. Herbie looks like he's in the next couple of weeks, maybe this week coming at a pinch, but most likely a little bit later than that. And just have a look at the scores, guys. Very high scoring in this one. Those low scoring games that there's a few less penalties in them. You see only a few here in that midsection, 3, 4, 5, 7. Seven penalties in that game across all teams. So that's good. It doesn't slow things down, keeps it moving. Good running meters, good tackles, good tackle breaks from there. And you saw Jeremy Marshall-King come out and get a 56 as well and do good things with a couple offloads, big tackle numbers for him. Good stuff. No attacking stats, but he's an interesting hooker. If you want a hooker for all 13, 16, 19, he's definitely one to target. Don't score too high for a while, Jeremy, because you're cooking your score a little bit. Tyson Gamble, 56 as well. So, yeah, another good score from him. He's had a pretty good year. He's gone up a lot of cash, surprisingly. So, good stuff on that front. Jake Avrilo, 390K, a 56 in this one. It's a little bit of an outlier game from him. Don't take too much stock in that. There you go. Tyson Frizzell should be back a little bit soon, too, with Dylan Lucas getting 55 in this one. Another terrific base stat game for him. He is so good at football. Just keep holding. If you got him, keep holding until Bradley comes back. He's at 1.1%. Good stuff, owners. He's gone up a bit of cash as well. Jaden Bradley, the big one of this chat here. 80 minutes again. Really good, obviously. And this was kind of their plan, right? They were going to build him up back to the 80-minute role. Our worry here is that every time Bradley starts plays a bunch of games in a row, starts becoming a buy in fantasy, he's getting injured. Touch wood. For those that play that at home. That's the worry with Bradley. What I wanted him to do, to be honest with you, is get about 42 every week, go up a bit of cash, get into the early 500s, and then we buy him when we need him in round 13, right? But anywhere in the 50s, it means his price is going to go up a little bit too quick for my liking, and we know it's mainly going to be in tackles. As he gets a little bit more used to it, he'll get into some more attacking stats, but he's really guiding this team around well. And this last few weeks is demonstrating that, and especially this one here where they were able to get the win. So he's definitely a really good buy. I am just worried about the injury risk, but if he can get through it, he's going to score really well in fantasy. All right, Armstrong, one We knew how much talent he had, right? When he was on the wing, he looked incredible. He looked even better at fullback, to be honest with you. So I didn't expect that exactly. We knew he'd be elusive. We knew he'd be fast. But he exceeded those expectations for sure. And the worries about Fletcher Sharp now, that's probably the thing with Fuller. It's like, well, is he going to keep getting picked? Well, if he's that good, maybe they have to sign him to a top 30 contract. Maybe they have to just play him at fullback for now until Hammer comes back, or they can decide what they want on that front. With Armstrong, did he just play his way into that spot? That's the question we need to ask. And yes, Fletcher Sharp was ahead, but maybe this is just one of those things where it's, you know, luck plays a factor for you getting injured at the wrong time, and then someone else comes in above you and plays better, and plays great, and it's hard to drop that player. And that was Armstrong in this one. He got the first try score of the game. That was really cool to see them go nuts on him. And then played really well the rest of the game, and they got a win. So how do you drop him outside of that? So that's probably the big thing with Armstrong. He gives you a wing fullback cover over that entire period if he can stay fit and if they decide to pick him. So still, even after this 50, it's probably a similar risk, I'd say, because now you've missed a score. You've missed one price rise, right? So it's probably a similar risk in the fact that, you know, Fletch could come back any minute, and he could end up straight in the squad, or they're just really happy with Armstrong and he's now earned his spot. So if you bought him this week, then I think happy days. You can sit on that and see what happens. You get the good score, you get the price rise. But outside of that, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that works. So well done to guys that went against my thoughts. And you know, to be fair, I did say instead of Armstrong, go Weeks, who scored 42. So that's not too bad either, is it? So, yeah, okay. I don't feel too bad for pushing anyone away. Hastings, 47, another good game for him. Nikarima, 45. He's had a good year, guys, in the sixth role. I'm very happy for him there. Ray Stone got 39.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So not 50-odd like last week. Josh Kerr, 38. In that one, you had... Everyone was so cooked in this game, weren't they, by the way? Bravin Best, 42. For those who are looking at him, solid. Isaiah Katoa, a little bit of a lower one this week. 7 missed tackles was what cooked him. And, you know, they didn't win the game, so it wasn't a big one for him. He had that drop ball as well, so it just wasn't his perfect game. But still good base stats to get the 39, even with the 7 misses. You take that for sure. Good running at 124, so... Don't panic sell or anything. It was a solid buy overall, and he'll be fine. Kybe's Paul, just a big down game for him. Two errors. He wasn't running. Yeah, wasn't holding on to the ball. 3 missed tackles, a penalty, and inside 10. So neg 13 on that front. Got 43 in the base stats, but just cooked himself with the negatives in this one, and no offloads, one tackle break. Pretty low game. He'll be fine, but it's a bit frustrating, but he'll bounce back. He'll be sweet. Mazu, 18, 78 minutes. He was dealing with some cramp or something. Came out and made a really good defensive play, actually, after he was dealing with all those issues. But he'll be down under 500k after this, so pretty gross. Look at him eventually, but I need to see some decent scores first. And then Bostock, 17. The party is over, I think. They didn't go left much in this game. All his work was out of trouble. A couple errors, 3 missed tackles. Yeah, they went right a little bit more to Asako, which is what we expected all year, but just didn't happen. Hey, all right, Raiders Sharkies. So this one here, Nico. They haven't got the updates in yet, but Nico went up to 124, which is pretty wild. They gave him a bunch more meters gained, which makes sense given he had some, you know, not length of the field, but good stretches of running. Just an absolute masterful game. He did end up Oh, they didn't get up. They did give him a turnover tackle. I'm assuming they gave him one more turnover tackle. Surely the intercepts are turnovers. I thought that was the point. Turnovers. Doesn't have to be exact tackle. You'd think an intercept would be the 4 points as well. And it should be, to be fair. But yeah, anyway. Whatever happened, Nico's first ton in a couple of years. So we had to celebrate that last night with a nice pasta dinner and a whiskey. That was last night's celebration for Captain Hines. And yeah, great stuff. 124 it's going to end up at when lockout hits. So very impressive on that front. What do you do? If you bought Cleary this week, Cleary's come up against a bunny. So I'd be super excited about that matchup after they got spanked. And yeah, still no Latrell back yet. And they... yeah, I expect Cleary to get 100 this week. Hines, hopefully he can continue to do really well. But yeah, I don't expect the massive score again. I expect a good one, but nothing crazy on that front. But yeah, if you've got Cleary, then that's great. Match up. Don't sell him, please. If you've got... Do you want to get Hines as well? That's probably the question. And I think you can take the punt on it. Like, he's scoring well enough now that with that consent, he's going to do the majority of the kicking and all those stats are back. I think you try and get him. He's gone from, he'll go from 925 to like 960 or something, 970, whatever it is. And he's still underpriced from from the start of the season. So if you can get him fairly easily, then having both will be really cool. And if Hines doesn't make Origin, you've got around 13 half, which is great. And if he does make Origin, it's still 4 weeks and then you can sell one of them and you can make that decision. So there you go. Ramian, good score from him. Welcome back to your 42 average that you always end up at every year, funnily enough. Cam McInnes, 62. So you end up with that try early. Another couple of war wounds for McInnes and 52 minutes. So he really worked hard in that time. 38 tackles, 100 meters gain, 2 tackle breaks there as well. So awesome for Cam and their owners. I was a little bit frustrated, obviously, when he went over just because he's, you know, got a decent ownership. But yeah, good score from him and well done on that front. Britt Nikaroff, finally the Hines to Nikaroff play worked out. He basically went through untouched. So that was fun to watch. Yeah, he's obviously closer to a bye, but yeah, base stats aren't heavily there. They're better this game than normal. Sione Katoa, 59. I reckon Kafusi played 57 minutes. So no Toby Rudolph meant Kafusi ended up having a really good game. And he got a try assist as well. So congrats to him. Teague Wilton went off. He was struggling a little bit at the back end. 53. All good on that front. Hazelton with another try. He's too easy to stop. Too hard to stop, I should say. Even Joe Tarpany couldn't even get close to stopping him. So that was great viewing. He's having a cracking year, isn't he? So good. Kale Iroh, 52. So another lovely line break at the end. Really helped him out. A couple of offloads there. But it's the base stats. Like 11 tackles, 1 miss was great. Better than last week. He missed like 4. 192 meters gained. 6 tackle breaks. Was awesome. I think he ended up at a little tick over 200 meters in updates. I think he's a 53. Yeah, so that's good. Happy days. If you don't own him, I think it's a mistake, but most people do. Brayley, 47. Solid stuff on that front. Hudson Young, 44. A lot of crab running. I didn't rate it as much. Shilla, 43. Another good game from him, but he had 2 try savers, 2 turnovers, so that helped on that front. But yeah, good stuff. Okay, weeks up to 42, I believe, in updates. So that was good from him. Yeah, you'd be really happy as an owner, that's for sure. Love that. 26 tackles, 5 misses. The big thing here, guys, is obviously the tackles were good, but he was the main kicker. So he kicked well. He kicked over Strange. So that's frustrating for us Strange holders, which is everyone. But we'd like to hold Strange longer term. And hopefully it does change a little bit. But I think Strange had like 1 kick or something. What do you have? Where is he? 14. Oh, no, he was meant to be 14. 20. He is 20 afterwards. Yeah, so you're 60 meters in kicking. Not great at all. He's down to 14 in updates. So, yeah, pretty shocking. That is for sure. But, yeah, Weeks did good stuff. 42. He's someone that you would look to target. I wouldn't do it until round 11 just because of, yeah, you get 1 week out of him this week coming and then he has a bye and we'll have a couple of raiders and there could be injuries and the like. So I'd hold off until that week. He won't be too expensive anyway. Tick over 300 probably. If he goes another 40, it'll be 330 or 340. That's fine. That'll be fine. If he's the main kicker in general play, that'd be cool. And to get 42 in this kind of game, we got hammered. That's great news. Ronaldo, a lower game for him. Didn't get any attack, which is funny as how that works when you... Yeah, he's the one dominating every other week, even if they don't score massive. And this one, he does that. I think Chevy Stewart got over 40 as well, 42 or something like... Or 40 exactly. 2 try savers and a turnover tackle. That was helpful in a couple of those plays there. Ran the footy a bit. couple of tackle breaks as well. So solid overall for Chevy. And if you played him this week and weeks or one of the other, happy days on that front. Just hold steady. Again, don't buy him until round 11 if you're looking at that. Smitty's 38 in 63 minutes. So the minutes went back up. He actually missed three tackles, which is rare. And then an error. So yeah, nothing great on that front. If you take, you know, six of those away, he's up to 44 and you're happy enough with that score in 63 minutes. Again, they got smashed. There was no need to play him the full 80. So that's that one. Starling ended up playing 40 minutes. So he split the time with Levi. Levi looked absolutely gassed, which wasn't good. But yeah, that's Starling there. I wonder if he ends up starting Starling next week. Tarpany with 36 in this one as well. In the 46 minutes, so not great on that front. He's someone that we need to watch out for round 11 or 12 or 13 as a purchase. Keep that in mind. Obviously misses round 14, which is tough though, but we're looking at mid replacements for Terrell. He's definitely one to look at. Simi Sasangi, I think, ended up at about 28, guys. He had 10 missed tackles that they've updated him to, which is not great at all. So yeah, that's that on Simi. If you bought him in, worked out okay. He played the full 80, so that's good. Wonder when Elliot Whitehead's going to be back. Atkinson, we spoke about as being a nice buy down there in the wing fullback or half position. The dual position was nice at 239. He only goes up a tiny bit. I think he had a 22 break even. So if you were interested in him at all, then that's, I think, you know, he played well enough to be able to do that. He kicked a little bit. He ran 125 meters. So it was more of a running half in this one. But the 14 tackles, two misses, not too bad as well. There'll be games where he does get attacking stats at some point. And if this is his base around the 31, then you'd be very happy with that at the price point that you're being provided with. So there you go. That's that one there. Talakai still 30 minutes. I think, you know, that role's suiting him. Kale's looking awesome. Timokod 27. Hikoti, how he only got one tackle break in a game where he was absolutely just post contact meter galore. They were just holding on and couldn't get off him. He tried to get away, but couldn't get away, but just made so many meters. Mariotta, if anyone got him, 33 minutes, this is where the toughness comes, because, you know, him playing off the bench, it's hard for him to get massive minutes. Strange down to 14. He's a hold, guys, at least until around, yeah, at least through this week, but I imagine they won't get pumped by 40 every week. He does have another tougher game next week. I believe it's, who was it against? I think it's against Manly, maybe. So that should be tough as well, but they should be able to score a few more points than zero, that's for sure. Seb Chris down at 15, Danny Levi at 16. I think Levi, you can sell a hold, that's fine. He's only going to lose a little bit of cash this week. Not a problem. Four missed tackles, two errors. He should have scored a try again. Or Hines might have got a try saver on that one as well. So probably lucky he dropped it for non-Hines owners. And then Seb Chris with the 15 there. So not great on that front at all. Obviously in a game where you get pumped by 40, you're going to have these tough games. And hopefully it does improve on the back end for Chris. I do understand if you want to sell as well, him or Levi, just because they're tough scores. But, you know, Seb can help in center and wing fullback in those tougher weeks. But I do understand that he's going to lose some cash now. And if you feel like you're going to have cover in other ways, then you can do that. But other than that, I think that, yeah, you can hold or sell. Up to you on that one. I've got to head off to work, actually. So I'm going to leave the Supercoach side of things to my results video. And we'll go from there, guys. So that'll be later today. Hope you guys had fun watching this one and enjoy the weekend of footy. And I can't wait for round 9 with you guys and to go through our trades and the best buys, holds, riskets, and sells.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
The Real Housewives is a guilty pleasure for most. But if you're looking to not feel guilty about that pleasure, tune in to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino, where I break down all the messy moments and behind-the-scenes antics of Bravo's popular franchise. And on Everything Iconic, I also interview celebrity guests like Kelly Ripa, Keke Palmer, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and more about their guilty pleasures, their past work, and so much more. So if you're pop culture obsessed and find yourself watching way too much reality TV like me, tune in to Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.